Chapter 77. The valet at the Park Mansion Hotel and Spa accepted the 10-spot tip from the little man as he handed him the keys to his rented Maserati. The valet handed him a receipt stub. "When you want your car, just hand that to the valet on duty, and thank you for your generosity." "My pleasure," he said to the valet, though it was a lie. His pleasure lay ahead of him. The bellman collected the luggage out of the trunk and rear seat of the little man's car, placing the items on a wheeled cart. "I'll take that," the little man said, pointing at the attaché case, and handed out another $10 bill. "You can have the rest brought up to my room."
"Thank you, sir. Very good, sir," the bellman said, handing the man the cordovan leather case. "Heavy for an attaché case."
It was all the little man could do not to glare at the bellman and declare that the weight of his attaché case was none of the moron's business. Instead, he simply winked at the bellman, who, in turn, winked back to indicate that he understood the case contained valuables. He understood nothing, of course. "Going to do some fishing while you're here?" the bellman asked, retrieving the long, round, hardened case from the Maserati's back seat.
"Fishing, yes, smart man. Now, please, just get that stuff up to my room."
"Right away, sir." At the front desk, an exotic-looking woman with high cheekbones, almost translucent skin, raven black hair cut in a neat line halfway down her neck, and ice-blue eyes greeted the little man.
"Good evening, sir. My name is Diana," she said with a slight Slavic accent. "Do you have a
The little man handed her a Massachusetts driver's license and a ruby-colored credit card.
"Diana," he said, "that's a beautiful name."
She smiled a glowing white smile. "Thank you, Mr. Stone." She read his name off the credit card.
"It's Serbian for Diana."
The little man laughed in a disquieting way.
"I am sorry," she said. "Did I say something?"
"No, no, I'm sorry. Just an inside joke. Please forgive me, Diana."
"Of course," she tapped her keyboard.
"Yes, sir. We have your reservation right here. Mr. Jesse Stone. One night, a king-size bed. All of our rooms are non-smoking, and you specifically requested a west-facing room with a balcony above the 10th floor. Is that correct, Mr. Stone?"
"It is."
She screwed up her lovely face.
"May I ask you, Mr. Stone, why you made that request?"
He fought himself really hard not to explode at her.
"Personal quirk," he said. "I don't enjoy the sunrise. Why do you ask?"
"Oh, I suppose I was a little curious, but also because your credit card status allows us to upgrade you to a spa-level room on the 8th floor. Those rooms include room service breakfast free of charge, 3 newspapers, a huge discount on our spa facility." He interrupted her for a third time.
"That's very kind of you, but no, I'll keep my original reservation."
"I assure you, Mr. Stone, it's no bother at all, and the amenities are fantastic."
"Again, Diana, I appreciate the offer, but no."
She considered trying one last time, as per her training, but there was just something about Mr. Stone that told her not to go there. He had been perfectly polite, yet he made her uneasy. She handed him 2 key cards in a small cardboard folder.
"That's room 1021.
The elevators are to the left of the lounge, to your right," she said, gesturing with her arm. "Please let us know if the room meets your specifications, and thank you very much for staying with us."
"You're welcome, Diana."
"Is there anything else the staff at the Park Mansion Hotel and Spa can do for you this evening, Mr. Stone?"
"As a matter of fact, there is."
He placed his attaché case on the counter.
"I'd like to check my attaché into the baggage room until I check out. Would that be okay?"
"Absolutely, sir. Cliff, our concierge, will be only too happy to do that for you. He'll give you a check stub when he takes your case. If there's anything of value in your case, we do have a more secure area."
"No," the little man said. "The baggage room will be just fine." And with that, he turned away from Diana and moved to the concierge's desk. As he did, he smiled that smug smile of his and laughed to himself about the Serbian Diana to his Jesse Stone. He
He wondered if the real Jesse and Diana would appreciate the irony. Somehow he doubted it.